Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. Former President Trump's legal team has a deadline of tomorrow to file some important paperwork before his second impeachment trial gets underway in the Senate Tuesday. NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
The former president's attorneys are facing a deadline to file their pre-trial brief, their written response to the charge against him that Trump incited insurrection when he spoke to thousands of supporters before the January 6 chaos at the Capitol. The attack led to 5 deaths, including that of a Capitol police officer. The 9 House impeachment managers laid out their own argument in a pre-trial brief filed last week, saying Trump aimed the protesters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol. They asked Trump to testify, but he declined, with his legal team calling the request a publicity stunt. Presentations begin Tuesday. 17 Republicans would have to join all 50 Democratic votes to reach the two-thirds needed to convict him. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden is dampening expectations for a hike in the federal minimum wage. He says it's unlikely to survive as part of his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package because of Senate rules. But House Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders tells CNN he's not giving up.
I can tell you, as chairman of the Budget Committee, we have a room full of lawyers working as hard as we can to make the case to the parliamentarian that, in fact, raising the minimum wage will have significant budget implications and, in fact, should be consistent with reconciliation rules.
Sanders says polls show the majority of Americans support a $15 an hour minimum wage because, he says, it's not possible to survive on less. More than 462,000 people in the U.S. have now died from COVID-19-related illness. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. And it's not the only death toll that's sharply rising during the pandemic. Corrine Boyer of member station WEKU reports, so have drug overdose deaths.
More than 81,000 people died from drug overdoses from June 2019 through June 2020. Reported overdose deaths in Kentucky rose by 27% and increased in West Virginia by 31%. Regina LaBelle is the acting director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. She says some temporary rule changes, including allowing doctors to treat patients online and over the phone, have been game changers.
And it's really helped to retain people in treatment during this very uncertain time.
LaBelle says the Office of National Drug Control Policy will look at the temporary changes to see which ones might be made permanent. For NPR News, I'm Corrine Boyer in Lexington.
This is NPR. Israel is easing its coronavirus lockdown, allowing people to travel more than a half mile now from their home. But schools are still closed. Most Israelis over 60 have been vaccinated, but serious infections are spiking in the rest of the population. Super Bowl 55 kicks off tonight between Kansas City and Tampa Bay. As Greg Eklund reports, the matchup pits a 25-year-old quarterback against a veteran.
The 43-year-old Tom Brady is playing in his record 10th Super Bowl and the first for Tampa Bay after 9 with New England. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes was last year's Super Bowl MVP and hopes to win back-to-back Super Bowls for the first time in the NFL since 2004 and 2005.
Once you've played in one big game, you understand what it's like. And then after that, it's all about just going out there and executing and finding ways to win.
This will be the fifth time the two quarterbacks are matched against each other. Mahomes already has a 3-1 edge. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Former heavyweight champion Leon Spinks has died after a years-long battle with cancer. The fighter from the slums of St. Louis is best known for defeating Muhammad Ali in 1978 in one of the most stunning upsets in boxing history. He also won a gold medal at the 1976 Montreal Olympic Games. Spinks was 67. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.